All right, everyone, get ready for today's deep dive. We're going deep into the world of LLMs, but get this, we're going to see how it connects with something you might not expect.
Oh, lay it on me.
Managing people, you know, like a team. Seriously, mastering these AI things is starting to look a lot like being a good manager.
Huh. You know, that's pretty interesting. I can see how that might be true.
And we are not alone in noticing this. We've got Chris Tanzi's essay to thank.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things. What's their take?
Well, they basically say, straight up, that we got to start treating LLMs like they're on our team, like actually managing them. Kind of blew my mind.
So we're talking like giving them tasks, feedback, setting goals, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. And that's what this deep dive is all about.
Let's do it. Where do we even begin with this whole managing thing?
Well, think about it. If you bring in like a new person to your team, you're not just gonna be like, all right, get to work.
No way. You got to tell them what's what their job is, what we're doing.
Right. Total chaos otherwise.
Exactly. Same with an LLM, right? It's like, let's say you need financial advice. You're not just going to ask it a random money question.
Oh, so you're saying, like, you'd actually say to the LLM, okay, act like you're a financial advisor, and then...
Boom! Exactly! Instantly, you've changed how it's going to respond, like putting it in the right headspace.
So it's not enough to just, like, have a vague idea of what we want. We got to be super clear right from the start.
Yeah, otherwise you get answers that are all over the place, you know, just like with a person who doesn't really know what they're supposed to be doing.
Man, this is making me think about all the times I just threw some random prompt at an LLM and hoped for the best.
We've all been there. But the thing is, these AIs, they're not just magic boxes that can read our minds.
Yeah, they need direction, just like anyone else.
So what do we do when, even with clear instructions, things don't quite go to plan?
Well, I guess with a person, you'd give them feedback. Like, hey, you're on the wrong track here.
Exactly. Ongoing guidance and feedback, that's the key. Just like coaching or mentoring. You watch, you see where things go off track, and then... gently nudge them back in the right direction.
And I'm guessing this is where refining the prompts comes in, like tweaking the wording, adding more context, stuff like that.
You got it. It's all about helping the LLM understand what we really want. And remember, constructive criticism.
Right. Not like yelling at it. It's about helping it learn.
Yeah.
Just like with a teammate.
You're getting it. This whole managing humans and managing AI thing, there are a lot of parallels.
Totally. But, one thing I'm stuck on, how does this all fit in with that context window thing everyone talks about with LLMs?
Oh, yeah, the context window. Okay, think of it like this. Imagine someone's workspace, their desk.
Okay, got it.
Some people have a neat, organized desk. Others, well, let's just say it's a disaster zone. Papers everywhere, coffee mugs, you know the type.
Oh, yeah, I've seen those.
Now, imagine trying to find something specific on that messy desk. It's going to be a nightmare, right? Same thing with an LLM. If we overload its context window, dump a ton of information on it all at once, it's like that messy desk, the output's going to be all over the place.
So we got to be like really good office managers, make sure it has the right information and not too much of it.
You got it. It's about strategy, breaking things down, you know, just like any good manager would do for their team.
So if we do this right, it helps the LLM focus and we get better results. Makes sense.
Exactly. This whole management approach is powerful stuff. We're treating LLMs like valuable members of the team, not just tools.
Yeah. Makes you think about how we approach AI in general, you know?
Speaking of which, there's a big one we can't ignore, the ethics of it all.
Right. How do we make sure our AI teammates, so to speak, are staying on the right side of things?
It's all about boundaries and expectations, just like with any team member.
So no making it write harmful stuff or spread misinformation, stuff like that.
Exactly. It's our job to build those ethical guidelines right into how we interact with it.
I like that. Building it right in. It's like setting the ground rules from the get-go.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing thing. AI is constantly evolving, so we got to keep up with the best practices and adapt how we manage our LLMs to make sure they're always operating responsibly.
This is so much more than I thought it would be. It's a whole new way of thinking about AI.
It is. And the more we embrace this managing idea, the better we'll be able to use these LLMs to do amazing things.
All right, everyone. This is just the beginning. There's so much more to unpack here.
Oh, yeah. We're just scratching the surface.
So stick around because we're about to go even deeper into the art of managing LLMs, just like you would a human team.
You know, reading Tanzi's essay got me thinking about management styles, like how different managers have different ways of, you know, leading their teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Some are super hands-on, some are more laid back. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm starting to see how those same styles, those approaches, could apply to how we interact with LLMs.
Wait, are you saying there's like an LLM equivalent of a micromanager? That's kind of funny to picture.
Maybe not with a stopwatch and a clipboard, literally. But the idea is similar. Like, some prompting styles are super detailed, every step laid out, like a recipe.
Oh, okay, I get it. So it's like those prompts where you practically write the entire thing for the LLM and it just fills in the blanks.
Exactly. And that can work really well for certain things, like stuff that needs to be super precise, really consistent.
Right, makes sense. But then what's the opposite of that? Like, is there a hands-off style of prompting too?
Absolutely. Tanzi talks about this too. It's more about giving the LLM freedom, letting it figure things out on its own.
So more like setting the goal and then trusting the LLM to find the path.
Yeah, exactly. And just like people, some LLMs might thrive with that freedom, while others might need more guidance. Depends on the LLM. Depends on the task.
It's fascinating, right? It's like we're figuring out each LLM's personality, their work style, and then we adapt how we manage them accordingly.
Exactly. And that's where the real skill comes in, I think. It's not just about knowing the technical side of prompting. It's understanding how to, like, communicate with these systems effectively, how to motivate them, how to get the best results.
You know, it's making me think of those really amazing project managers I've worked with, the ones who just seem to know how to bring out the best in everyone on their team.
That's such a good analogy. And like those great managers, we got to keep learning, keep adapting our techniques.
Because what works for one LLM might not work for another. And what works today might need to change tomorrow.
Exactly. It's a constantly evolving field, which is exciting, but also means we got to stay flexible.
This whole management angle is really eye-opening. I never thought about AI this way before.
Me neither, really.
Right.
But it makes you realize that it's not just about using AI. It's about, like, collaborating with it.
So how does this all play out in the real world? Did Kanzi give any specific examples of how to put these management ideas into practice?
They did. One that really stood out was using actual project management techniques to manage the LLM's context window.
Wait, hold on. You're talking about things like Gantt charts, Kanban boards. Those are for teams, not AI.
I know, right? But that's what's so cool about this. Tanzi suggests we can use those same principles. Like, think about the Eisenhower matrix, you know, where you decide what's urgent, what's important.
Oh, yeah, yeah, to prioritize tasks.
Exactly. We can use that same idea to decide what information the LLM really needs to consider and what we can leave out.
So it's like, okay, LLM, these three things are your top priorities right now. Everything else can wait.
You got it. We're managing that mental workspace, just like a project manager would prioritize tasks for their team.
And that helps prevent the whole overwhelmed employee situation. I get it.
Exactly. It keeps the LLM focused. And when it's focused, it gives us better results. It's like decluttering that messy desk and letting the LLM think clearly.
This is brilliant. We're taking proven strategies from the human world and using them to, like, manage this powerful technology.
I know. It's so cool. Tanzi really nailed it. It's not just theory. It's practical advice we can use right now. And they even take it a step further, suggesting that our management style should change based on the LLM and the task.
Oh, so like some tasks might need a more directive style. Mm. Lots of specific instructions.
Right, exactly. Like coding, data analysis, things where every little detail matters. But for more creative tasks, maybe a more open, collaborative style would work better.
So it's like we're choosing the right management hat to wear, depending on the situation.
Exactly. No one-size-fits-all approach here. It's about being flexible, realizing that each LLM might need something different.
The more I learn about this whole managing LLMs thing, the more potential I see.
Me too. It's not just about using AI, it's about partnering with it, becoming fluent in its language, so to speak.
And understanding that it's not a replacement for us, it's more like an extension of our abilities.
Absolutely. AI is a tool, and when we learn how to use it effectively, when we collaborate with it, that's when we can achieve truly incredible things.
This deep dive has been amazing. We've covered so much, but it feels like we've only just scratched the surface.
There's always more to explore.
Okay, everyone, get ready, because we're going even deeper in the next part. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, everyone. We've been exploring this whole idea of managing LLMs like a team, and honestly, it's really changed how I think about working with these AI systems.
Yeah, it's a pretty big shift in perspective, isn't it?
Totally. So we've been unpacking Chris Tanzi's essay, which has been super insightful. And there's one thing I wanted to circle back to before we wrap things up. It's something you touched on earlier, training LLMs. I mean, it sounds kind of strange, right? We're not talking about humans here.
Yeah, good point. It's not like sending them to a seminar or anything. It's more about us leveling up our skills when it comes to interacting with LLMs.
So it's less about, like, teaching the AI new tricks and more about us becoming better prompt engineers.
Exactly. It's on us to learn how to craft those prompts, how to understand the, let's say, personality of different LLMs, and to keep up with all the crazy new advancements in AI.
Okay, so what does that look like in practice? Like, how do we actually become better LLM trainers?
Well, first off, we got to become students of these language models, really dive deep and figure out how they work, what they're good at, and, you know, where they might fall short.
So it's like reading the instruction manual before you try to operate some complicated piece of machinery. Makes sense.
Exactly. And the good news is there's a ton of resources out there to help us learn. Articles, courses, even whole online communities dedicated to all things LLMs.
So it's like joining a support group for LLM enthusiasts. I like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, something like that. The point is, the more we learn, the more confident we'll be when it comes to crafting those prompts, giving feedback, and guiding those LLMs toward the outcomes we're looking for.
It's like we're learning a whole new language. LLAEs, maybe.
Love it. And just like with any language, fluency comes with practice. The more we interact with LLMs, the better we'll get at managing them.
So it's all about experimenting, trying different things, and learning from our mistakes.
Yep. And don't be afraid to push those boundaries a bit, you know, try new approaches, see what happens. Sometimes the best learning comes from those moments where things don't go quite as planned.
Totally. It's like those aha moments when you're troubleshooting something, suddenly you figure it out.
Exactly. So keep that growth mindset going. Always learning, always trying to get better at working with these amazing AI systems. And that's what makes this field so exciting, right?
Absolutely. It's constantly changing, always evolving.
And we get to be a part of it. We get to shape how these LLMs are integrated into our world.
It's almost like we're moving from just being users of AI to becoming like collaborators.
Yeah.
Or even leaders.
Love that. LLMs are incredible tools, but they need us. They need our guidance, our communication, our willingness to keep learning alongside them.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
Yeah.
I feel like my understanding of LLMs has been completely transformed.
Me too. And it's just the beginning.
So to everyone listening, if you want to level up your LLM game, check out Chris Tanzi's essay. We'll put a link in the show notes.
And keep exploring. Keep learning. There's a whole world of possibilities out there with these LLMs.
That's it for this deep dive, everyone. Until next time, happy prompting.